I be having an opinion. Don't nothing stand up on me.
God didn't create you for nothing to stand up. Yeah.
See, that's
bro, what is wrong? That's you unequal. Better not have nothing to have standing up here.
Welcome, welcome to Keeping It 100 with Money and Mika.
What's good? What's good? Been a long week, man. Been a very long week.
Yeah. Got a lot of these people that's out here playing victim.
Who playing victim?
There's a lot of people out here playing victim. And then we got some of that are victims. Because I know what was that 6ix9ine Tekashi 6ix9ine got his ass handed to him.
Y'all ain't had to jump me.
Look, you know where I want to go today. How can people that's been, I don't want to say, because I don't want to say like crackhead, but how do homeless people that's on drug survive better than some of the people that's, you know what I'm saying?
They learn how to improvise.
I know.
I mean, now I can say one thing as far as they survive COVID.
Like,
because I ain't seen none of them homeless people drop off. It wasn't none of them.
Then they got free tents at the same time.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and then you got warmer house. You can go to the fire department and get warm. Sometimes it seemed like you might just be better off being homeless sometimes.
Well, I mean, for some people, I'm not me.
I'm just saying, if you actually work it right, because I'm not saying that, you know, of course homeless.
They get Medicaid.
They get some food stamps.
Yeah.
You can get some stuff on being homeless.
But it was fun. I'm gonna tell you what made me think about that. Man, my little cousin called me one day, right? She was like, cuz. Now, I know she smoke, you know, she do a little drug, whatever
little.
She do.
Well, she
can I be Lil Rod?
It may be a little one, but it be a whole lot of them.
She do a thing. She, you remember that morning, like 6 a.m. She say, cuz, it's my boyfriend just beat me up. Come to my house. I was putting on my phone like, but you got no house. She ought to send me an address. We get there, it's a real house.
Right.
Go in there, she got it.
Couch,
room set up.
TV, but with no electricity.
No, she did have electricity, water, but it wasn't no, like, it wasn't her house. It was an abandoned house that I guess the homeowners kept a lot.
See,
of
stuff you on. Can be homeless and still have a house.
Can homeless people do the squatter thing?
That's some real mess right there. Because if you go and get in somebody's house and refuse to leave, they got to go through procedures to get you up out of there.
For real?
Yeah.
So you mean I can just walk in the house, a vacant house?
And they got to go through the procedure to get you up out of there.
Boy, wait the Rick Ross move out that morning.
He ain't got to leave. Just go up in there.
Go. For real?
Yeah. Yep. That's why they call squatters. They just not leaving. They're just there.
I need to tell my little cousin that. I need to
have all the homeless people go to Rick Ross' house.
Why?
They'll think he's giving away food and clothes.
He just had a bull run through the other day.
Who the heck? That's some rich nigga shit.
That ain't
just to get a bull.
That's not rich.
That's just you just spending money.
That's just dumb as hell, bro. Like,
you just spending money. Just I guess he gonna go get a goat and all that shit too.
He probably do. I think he do have a farm. But then like I was on YouTube the other day.
Wait. What does the bull produce other than shit?
Bullshit.
Okay.
Right. What the hell I was going to say? I lost my track of thought.
My bad. that bullshit just got you.
Yeah, they messed me all the way up. Dang, what was it?
I don't know. Knowing with you is something crazy.
A major shout out And happy belated birthday to Lil Keed and great success on his record, man. Because I like that's, I think that
well, since we're going to say birthday, happy birthday to my firstborn, Tyshawn.
Yeah, Tyshawn. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
19, you haul out there waiting on you, boy.
Yeah.
No, I'm just playing.
No, I'm not.
Y'all heard she just say she not now.
But I ain't say it, though. You said it.
I can take that.
Okay. Because, you know, I ain't putting my baby out. Until he get too damn old. You ain't finna have no 25, 30-year-old sitting in my house. I'm sorry. It is a point where you got to say, okay, it's time to go. Until then, you know, I ain't going to say at 18, 19, and 20.
How do you feel about, what would you change in your life once we hit $1 billion? Once we become billionaire, what would you change in your life?
I'm going to be stingy as hell. I'm going to act just like them white folks. I'm going to have the same pair of shoes.
So that means you're not keeping it 100.
Yes, I am. I'm be keeping all my 100s to myself. You don't stay a billionaire by giving it away.
Hey, you know that rapper Slim Thug? Mm-hmm. Man, I was watching YouTube. That man say, the only reason why these rappers going broke, these entertainers going broke, because they keep buying designers. He said, I went
your own stuff.
But he said, I went to Walmart, $5 shirt. $5 shorts.
You go do that?
He say, I go in the club and I have $1 million worth of jewelry, so the jewelry make a little.
Right, for real. Now, I ain't gonna lie, my dad was a king.
Am I gonna do that? I'm just gonna keep rocking, rapping on like I always do.
I ain't gonna lie, my dad, he taught me that a long time ago. He'll go get some clothes from anywhere, just look good. But that jewelry, it be shining, ain't nobody paying attention. And them shoes, he'll be matching from head to toe. But everything else, you're going to be looking like, oh, man, look at them glasses. Look at them gazelles. Pop the collar. It's going to be a totally different story.
You can't. That's me. It's me, bro. I just, you know how I am about clothes. It's like with my children. I'm real. I be real anal with that because you're not about to buy my son no damn shirt. With a dinosaur driving a damn school bus, like, that's so make-believe.
Please don't bring our children none of that, because he will.
I do tag. I throw it away. I'm not going to lie to you.
He'll put it in the bag and give it to somebody else.
I just let the Puma stuff start getting paid.
Puma got shoes and everything. Say Walmart do too, huh?
Bruh, his dad. I don't rock Puma, so
why? No boundaries.
I don't do none of that shit.
I mean, shoot. If that's all you can get, then shoot.
I mean, I'm not saying. I just cheap shoes just don't feel right to me, bro.
Okay, so what is your limits? I mean, because just like you're saying, okay, getting to the billionaire status, for me, I'm going to have to, okay, the shoes, yeah. And I can have, as long as it feel good on my body, I don't care really about the name brand. I know they was always calling me Michael Kors, you know, or Coach. Because I do like them, but it just because it feels good on
me. I'm not going. I'm not finna Gucci this and Louis Vuitton. I don't like that stuff.
I ain't gonna lie. I mean, certain things do feel good, but if it's, you know, just a T-shirt, just because it got a different name like that, I'm not finna spend $300 on a shirt.
One.
Yeah, for real. I'm not finna spend $300 on a shirt. I go right up in the office and stamp it with my own stuff.
I mean, like, my shoes, I wouldn't change my shoes, though. No.
The shoes is repeating themselves anyway. Talking about some retro Jordans. All it is the same shoe in a different color, and everybody's still going out and paying the same thing.
It'd be the same shoe, exactly the same.
It'd
be the same lace fronts, but 159 and 139, and y'all buy them. Thank you very much. Don't get on me about no shoes.
See, don't get on my hair now.
No, I'm not just...
Because they don't be calling no 59 and 39.
Not the ones that you buy. But, you know, they got some in front of the...
Yeah, but you can tell the difference. You can only wear them, like, one day.
That's all they need them for. One night in the club and a little Instagram.
And so if they go to the club, it's over. You can tell that cheap one a mile away. It's going to stick up. It's going to be bunched up at the neck. You know, it's over. She go sweat, and you go see the roots of her hair up underneath that wig go lift it up. It's like,
The only big purchase I would make, is a yacht. Because my wife wanted, you want a U-shape, but I don't want the U-shape in no normal house.
Where the yacht come from, though?
Man, I want a yacht myself.
Damn. Okay. Well, I ain't thought about the yacht. I mean, yeah, yacht. You over here like Brady now.
Who's Brady?
Tom Brady and shit.
Why you hadn't mentioned something like me? I want a yacht.
Because he went and got that, what, 70-something foot? It's a huge-ass damn yacht.
That mine ain't got to be that long, buddy. See, the bigger the yacht, the more people gonna think they gonna come. No.
Have a yacht party.
Have a yacht for what? They ain't buy this yacht with they celebrate mine. Be stick.
They gonna come celebrate with you.
Nah. You want to celebrate?
Now, see, now you talking like me. I said I'm gonna keep all mine to me. I'm be most stingy. See, because I want to go on some trips. See?
Just because we got well established don't mean everybody who with me gonna be well established. I'm not gonna be.
You give them a game plan at least. Say, hey, do this.
Watch my show. I told you how to get some. I always tell people how to get.
Yeah,
some
I can't money. Lie. Yeah, that is. Yeah.
I tell people how to get some money. Some of my ideas I give to somebody. Please.
And I get on you all the time. Right. Look, that's money you giving away. You can't be telling everybody everything.
Like the next venture I'm gonna do, I'm gonna start a jumping off the cliff scene. I'm telling you, anything, somebody gonna file it.
And then you're gonna be the one that everybody gonna look at.
Why?
Because how are you gonna jump off the cliff? Are you gonna do it, or are you just gonna have everybody else do it?
See, I ain't never been. I'm looking for leaders. Somebody else gonna do it.
That's a follower.
No, I'm hiring leaders. It's my concept. They gonna lead the people. The people who ever follow them, that's on them. Ain't no bad blood on them.
Damn.
Called legalized pimping.
Just Jim Crow all over again, huh?
Legalized pimping.
That's legalized death. Jumping off a cliff.
Did you hear me say, I didn't say it wasn't going to be water at the bottom. Hope your ass can swim, but you know.
Damn. Okay. And make sure I don't follow your ass.
You're not going to be following me.
I'm a leader.
I just told somebody the concept. And you take off. But do you believe you take on your parent or some of your parent issues as you're growing
yeah.
up?
Heck yeah. A lot of people today fighting whole battles, whole demons, because their mama or daddy was a hoe. And they don't know, they don't even know why.
Well, what else?
You do take on them. And even just like you say, when you go down, I'm not going to say the state because you're going to say it anyway, but when you go down to other state, you don't never want to tell them who you are, who your daddy is, because with your dad, and then they tie you into
it. My dad a real boss, but boy, that little small shout out to Alabama. I'm not going to tell you what party from, but
it's going to come out.
My dad kicked this shit out growing up. Growing up, he kicked the shit. You know what I'm saying? So, and you know, he did his shit.
Thug-tism.
Yeah, he did his thing. So, I just didn't want to get caught up in the mix, like going down there. Oh, you Frank's son? Nah, I'm my own person, pimp.
Look, okay.
But for real, I'm my own person.
I told y'all he was going to tell y'all where it was, who his daddy is.
I love my dad.
That's all good.
He ain't leave me.
But how about, you know, how things are changing with the generations? You know, because even though, yes, you could say as far as taking on they battles and they demons or whatever, but just like how things are changing, you know, matter of fact, like we were talking the other day with Kyrie and them, and we were talking about being green. Remember, green was like you didn't know you was new, you know what I'm saying? Like you wet behind the ears type. Then it was green meant something else. Now, do you know what they told me green is now?
What?
You a hoe.
That mean that hoe don't go.
I mean, but you know what I'm saying? But it's just saying like green wasn't, I mean, I get it. She don't go at all times. I get it. Right. But it's just the fact that how it changed over generations. You know what I'm saying? Just like we're saying how the shoes, they keep coming back. The clothes, they keep coming back. Just please don't bring back bell bottoms again.
Well, they need to hurry up and exit them damn skinny jeans, because, boy.
As long as girls wearing them, it's going to still be here.
See, I think some of the roles, some of the roles are going to change, because you see more women driving big trucks, and you see more men or so-called men wearing damn purses.
But now, just like a few days ago, Ayanna Van Zandt had made the comment saying, I don't want to quote it wrong, but pretty much it was saying that women, we've lost our femininity because of what we had to do, because of how generation, you know, the man not being there, or, you know, we got to go into the workforce and everything. Do you think that women today lost their femininity?
My woman, I can't speak for the rest of that. That's something I can't even focus on for real, but.
Good answer.
You do, if you look out there, you can't tell some of these women, you know what I'm saying? It's like you can't tell some of these men are men.
That's a little different.
Nah, you can't.
That's a little different. Because I ain't going to lie, I seen one that I was like, shit, that's a man. But he looked good as a woman, too. You know, but that's a little different, you know, as far as, because we could say that, okay, women going out here, because so one of the people made a comment saying that women lost it when they went into the workforce because that's a man-dominated field. You know, you got to be tough. You got to, you know.
I think women's there trying to prove that they can do what they dominate as well. Because, I mean,
I don't think we got to prove too much, ladies.
The
fact that we can sit there and I'm going to go there. We can bleed for a week and, you know, still live. We can carry a child, well, bring see, life since, into this since, world. Okay, you know,
went there.
Yes, I'm went
go,
there.
I'm going to go there, too. Definitely y'all to clean that shit out. It take a week to get that shit up out. Start trying to get biblical. It's fleshing your body.
It is.
God, I know y'all needed a detail. Everything, look, some women have some.
Because we take it in all y'all stuff.
Right.
So we got to let that stuff out.
Right. So that's why but it's beauty. Man, come on.
But that is a wonderful thing. We actually can do that. We still live. You know, we produce a child. We can't. We take actually make a baby inside of us. And actually grow. Hands, figures, heartbeat, all that stuff.
We appreciate that, but at the same time, it take a week to clean that stuff up out of y'all.
Gosh.
Don't blame us as men. We didn't create y'all. Big God did, but he knew.
See, but that's what I'm saying, though. Because of all that, we already great. Y'all can't do that. You try bleeding. What's cleaning your system out?
Our bodies, our system wasn't meant that we can be us. Y'all needed to clean it.
Nah, no, because some, not saying you, but some of them guys, they taking some stuff inside their body, too. What's cleaning them out?
I don't know what's cleaning that out. But,
really, other than the enema.
I don't know. I don't even,
you know, I mean.
Thing about the two things for sure. God wanted child to be clean.
So, and that's why I guess women are looked at as so nice and beautiful.
And fragile.
And guys are looked at as dirty dogs.
Why we gotta be dirty? Some women are dirty.
Because
dogs.
Y'all bodies don't clean yourself.
Well,
if you got all that mess backed up. Why a lot of guys be full of shit.
A lot of women do.
That's probably why y'all wake up, because all that stuff trying to come up. So, you know.
Every woman wants to see the man standing at attention. It got to be some next to you that's looking decent. You know, a little cheek on you.
Now, you know, y'all wake up like that. Nobody laying next to you.
You ain't got to pee, bro. What the hell? And people be peeing on me.
I be having to pee and don't nothing stand up on me.
God didn't create you for nothing to stand up. Yeah.
See, that's
bro, what is wrong?
That's
you unequal. Better not have none of them standing up there.
That's unequal, because if we use the bathroom and get it all out of us, just like you, so we just as clean, you know. But then yes, we're even cleaner because we go through that process.
as a woman, you're supposed to be clean. Don't speak for it. Clean everybody.
That's why I said clean. Y'all guys are some dirty dogs.
Now, hold up.
We supposed to be clean.
No, listen.
What's the opposite of clean?
Your body was built to, he knew, I'm thinking like me. He knew that some of that, y'all take on spirits, y'all take on attitude, y'all take on all that. You feel what I'm saying? So he knew. He wanna know, y'all ain't bleeding for one day. It take a week to get that stuff, because some people go deep. You know, so a good week, it'll flush your system out.
I was trying to hold it in. I'm sorry. I was trying.
I'm going to keep it 100, though, for real. A lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. Hey, y'all do a lot and go through a lot, body-wise.
But we also take on a lot as well. So, you know what I'm saying? Just body-wise is one thing, but because we do age gracefully. And we do actually live a lot longer than guys, too.
Some of y'all age gracefully, because some people age.
Remember that thing we just seen of Karen White and Keith Washington?
Right.
I'm like, they can't still
them
look like that.
Them some old pictures, bro. Them folk don't look like that.
But, I mean, that's what I'm saying. See, I'm a Karen White fan, but when I see this, I'm like, dang, Karen White look good. I know she old, but.
My little sister just took a picture the other day, and my wife was like, that look like Denzel Washington. I was like, it is, but that don't look like that Denzel Washington that the women were going crazy though.
I ain't gonna lie, it looked like a Denzel lookalike.
That was him. He was trained that day.
It was training day. Yeah, well, he wasn't looking right. I would have told him, like, can you go to the bathroom and wet your hair?
Now, Janet Jackson aging wonderful. But how can
you really count aging gracefully and all that and still have surgery?
Well, majority.
Because that's not aging gracefully. That's the thing along the way.
Majority of the women out, everybody's going to get that BBL will not be aging gracefully.
I mean, some of them BBLs ain't going to last anyway. They be going back getting stuff taken out.
You got it.
I just think even with the BBLs and all that, you just got to be real with it. Just say, yeah, I got it done.
No, bro.
Then shoot, at least get that doctor some more money.
If God created you to look like an egg. That's what he wanted you to look like. If God created you to be muscular and fit, that's what you look like. If God created you with your left breast smaller than your right breast and you look like an alien, that's what he wanted you to look like. If God created you with three nuts, four nuts, that's what God wanted you to have. I'm telling you. Stop trying to cut. Now, working out naturally, I can see you tightening up, but going to the doctor, Flamingo on Biscayne and all that, stop doing all that.
But, you know, sometimes it takes a little extra work.
Well, why get your body fit when you get your damn face fixed first?
Some of them doing that, too.
I'm in the wrong field.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. That's some money over there. Because if you really think about it, there's more people that's actually unhappy with themselves than there are that is.
Man,
because if you're really happy with yourself, then, you know, you're not going to get all these surgeries. Shoot, you know, you wouldn't be buying all the wigs and all that. I'm going to cover mine up. I want to make it look thicker. You know what I'm saying? So when you do all those extra things, it's something about you that you're not happy with. And they trying to fix it. They just going the quicker way. It's more expensive, but they can go in a quicker way.
I'd rather go spend $59 for this little, what should I have?
Waist training
than spend $15,000, $10,000. See, someone, that's why a lot of women been waiting on. That's why the taxes be, people been, they were, but during the virus, but everybody had to be.
Yeah.
Because they was getting a high bracket on the tax. You know what I'm saying? Now, these women ain't really talking about no BBL because ain't no more PPP loans. Unless Medicaid got it out, know where you can get.
People finding ways. People are finding ways.
Yeah, you gonna get a BBL, then you on Section 8. Your children got some Walmart shoes on, but you wanna be snatched. Somebody snatch your ass up and tell you about yourself.
I can't say nothing. Like, you got a point right there.
What was that saying?
Can't say nothing. Okay. You stay valid.
I'm just keeping it 100, bro. That's just like we were talking. We man, people were having a conversation today. Why go shop Saks Fifth and all this and support all these people that already got it, but then we got a whole Wall Street where you everything black owned. And I was,
but you know why? Black people don't like other black people.
They don't want to see us. They don't want to see a person come up. Cause I'm gonna say it. Cause this.
We used to seeing white millionaires and billionaires.
Check this out.
If we look at this black person, we like they done did something. They scammed something to get the. It's something. Or first thing, they slept their way to the top.
But when you the owners of something, you ain't have to sleep your way to the top. Cause my thing is, I'm gonna tell them like this. And whoever can say, you can come in, you can text me, you can write me.
Yeah,
I don't care. You rather go to H&R Block and let them folk pimp you out a little bit of ass money and come over here where I know at SAB Tax and Credit. I know I do taxes. My wife, she taught me, guess what? This woman don't sleep. But they'd rather go to H&R Block. What's the other one? Where you can do it yourself.
Yeah, TurboTax.
Motherfuckers can't even spell turbo trying to do tax. I'm just going to be for real, man.
I mean, well, when it comes to that, you know, they shop with images. You know, it's all visual. So just like we had said before, with the different cars you drive and all that, if I'm saying that I'm a tax preparer and I deal with finances and I can help you start a business and I can help you get loans and grants and, you know, budgeting and all this stuff to get you some money, but then I pull up in just a Toyota Corolla, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with that, but I pull up in a Toyota Corolla. I got on some Walmart clothes and, you know, just some, I'm even be nice to say some Air Max. I'm not, you know, or even some Payless heels, you know, whatever it is. I come in looking like that, and then you have another person come in this Bentley, and they wearing Louis Vuitton and all this stuff. They're going to go to that person.
I'm going to the Walmart.
But I'm just saying.
I think you're going to try to scam me with you because you're not finna pay Bentley note off me.
And see, and that's how I look at it sometimes where I'm like, I'm just being me. I'm not trying to, you making more money. You got to do that. That's not me. You know what I mean? But some people, a lot of people, they will look at that and say, I want to go to that person because I need to buy me some Louis too. You know, and just like you said, you know, they making the money off of you. Well, right. What they charging you? You know what I'm saying? Is it that they're making this because they're helping a lot of people? Or is it that they're charging a lot
for,
you know, yeah, the people they have? So you have to look at it. But most people not going to come to the person that, I'm going to say, look average.
Well, the thing about it is you'll walk through, people will think that Lennox Mall, Saks Fifth, and yeah, everybody be at them malls. I know one of the slowest malls in Georgia that ain't.
South Lake?
Nah. the West End still surviving.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
They got 10 shops in there.
Yeah. That's true.
You feel what I'm saying?
That's about right.
Well, folk really run out the lender because it's an image thing. Just like everybody, people want a Mercedes because of what you say there.
It's a statement
car. It's a statement. Let me give you a statement. Watch your statement when something go wrong with that Mercedes.
That bank statement
window. And if you don't have it in there, it's going to get.
And that's why you see a lot of people riding around with messed up Mercedes because they got it for the image and they didn't have the funds to keep it up.
But not just Mercedes.
No. I mean, it's all kind, you know. But, you know, you just saying the statement card and yeah. And Mercedes is not the only statement car.
Right.
Them Bentleys and all that stuff, because I'm sorry. You know, we did get the Bentley for our daughter's birthday and all rented. But I ain't gonna lie. I didn't get in and the seats cushioned to my butt and all that. I mean, the dashboard looked nice, you know. Wasn't even no smooth ride. You know what I mean? Like
It was a nice experience for our child.
Yeah, I mean.
Because, real talk.
Because, yeah, everybody was looking.
We could have just rolled what we got.
Right. And everybody was looking, but it was still like, to be in it, it was like, okay. All right, Bentley. That's what you do, you know? But it wasn't like, oh, heck yeah. You know what I'm saying? You got all these extra features. You got Chevy Malibus and Impalas that got better features.
Couldn't even hook the Bluetooth up to that.
Right. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you got stuff. That's just a statement. But remember, like, when we got it, we wasn't doing all that flossing and stuff, you know. We got it and chilled, did what we supposed to do, took that shit back. The very next day, we seen it, and they got it parked up right in front of us.
Where was it parked?
At Lennox.
Okay.
Had it parked right in the front. And that license plate. Yep, that's
right with that. We had it at the Kroger on Cleveland Ave. Damn. I'm going to go to public for this thing. Hey, we're pulling up Piggly Wiggly.
Okay. He's crazy. But yeah, I mean, people do things because of visual.
And then people do stuff like, this is the part I hate. I hate when you help somebody get there, get in a better situation, and they call you all time for advice, but then they don't show you no love. Come with somebody like, how you know that? They be like, well, girl, you know, I've been doing it for so long. You just asked me how to do that 30 minutes ago.
Yeah, I don't like that. Because I know I've helped a lot of people. And people, y'all heard me always say, you know, when I get something from someone else, I always give them credit. You know, I even say in my tax class, you know, Russell Simmons said before, I make more money by helping other people make money. I take that and run with it. But every time I say that, I say, Russell Simmons said. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't my idea, but I got it from him, and I ran with it. So I don't think it's a problem to say, I got this from somebody, or they taught me this. You know, that's humbling yourself. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to sit up there and try to act like you did everything by yourself. Because the world knows you can't do everything by yourself.
Right.
I don't do everything by myself. Yes, I do a lot of stuff, but I can't complete everything by myself. I can't do the food truck by myself. I can't be up there taking the money in. I could. It's going to take a lot more time, and I'm not going to get as much done. So I have to say, heck yeah, shout out to this one and that one for helping out. You know what I mean? But everyone don't see things that way. People like to be the one to make it seem like it was them and they did it all on their own. I didn't need nobody else. I did this on my own. When in actuality, it's not always like that. And 99.9% of the times, it's not like that. You might have came up with this idea. You might have even did a lot of the footwork, but it wasn't all you. You might have, part of that idea, you got from somebody else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You came up with this one piece and you told somebody else. And they said, well, how about this? Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, because I'll be honest, even with one of the businesses, I had thought about the business. I had this whole idea of how to do this. And then when I start talking to other people, they start bringing in other aspects. And I'm like, yeah, I can do that. And then all of a sudden my nonprofit started from that. You know what I mean? But I'll give that credit. Because again, I can't do it all by myself. But some of them, they not built the same.
You got to acknowledge what you got. In my eyes, you should.
So where you get this smart mouth and all this from? Because you
would. Where I get my smart mouth from? Yeah. My dad.
Okay.
And my mom. And my
So you just got a long list of a generation of smart asses, huh?
Yeah. That's a serious thing, baby. No, we don't care. It ain't, it's being smart, but we can back it up. Because
you can fight.
It ain't even this fight.
That's all you.
Any conversation, you're not just going to corner me in no conversation. I can have a conversation with anybody. Put me in there with T.D. Jakes. Me and T.D. Jakes going to rock like we've been knowing each other. Put me there with a mental health person. I'm going to be trying to get the hell up out.
Okay, so how you going to rock with T.D. Jakes?
I can rock with the mental health person.
I said T.D. Jakes.
How I'm going to rock with him?
Yeah.
However he rock. He gonna have to rock, man. Let me tell you something. You take people like that. You just, you know, you talk to him. Whatever he talking about, you just gotta know how to conversate with people, man. That's all. If you don't know how to conversate with people, it ain't, you're the gift of gab. I mean, I'm from Atlanta, baby. We got the gift of gab.
So is that why, when you say, you know, y'all didn't like people from New York, is that part of the reason? Because they got the gift of gab out there, too?
It ain't even they got the gift of gab. They just swear they people from New York just be swearing. They just faster than us. And really not, bro. You really...
I beg to differ.
See, you got family from up there, but if that was the case, if they were so, people from New York think they were so much better than us, but why the hell is my state overpopulated with people from New York?
Because it was so fast there that we need to come somewhere to slow down.
Nah, hell.
Because I know as far as from L.A., that's why I, you know, went, because it was like, okay, let me take a little breather, you know, tired of living, you know, how they say one day here is like 3 days out there. You know what I'm saying? So
Yeah, that would everybody say that. I know what it is. Everybody keep coming out here. We the hottest state and been the hottest. We took entertainment from.
Yeah, y'all hot out
only,
right.
The only thing we
damn,
don't
AIDS
have.
Damn, capital.
Look, that because all y'all at, all them folks from California brought San Francisco started coming down here. All them.
Why it gotta be San Francisco?
I'm just saying. Well, we in the Beverly Hills, in Venice Beach. All them started coming down. That's when the population went to going up. I'm trying to tell you, everything they have in our state don't be us. It be.
So, okay, so tell me about the real Atlanta. What's up? Because, you know, I'm be honest. Like I said, being from other big states. Atlanta I've always looked at it as an up and coming. So yeah, over the past few years, yes, you know, rose. But for a long time, Atlanta was just Atlanta.
California.
You know, Freaknik is what put Atlanta on the map for everybody else.
Man, the fuck? Hold up.
I mean, I ain't know too much about it. I'm just saying.
Hold up. Well, so what put California on? The only thing y'all got
the beaches.
That's it. Yes, some water.
In Hollywood.
Huh?
Hollywood.
We got Buckhead. The fuck? Keep going.
I'm just saying.
Well, we got Alpharetta. Smyrna.
Okay, but I'm not trying to go against, because if we go LA versus ATL, you already know we'll be going back and forth all day. You know, but I'm just saying, I'm trying to figure out what it is so hot about Hotlanta.
Why you still here?
Because I didn't want to go back to...
Wasn't nothing up there for you.
No. Cost of living. And then I'm going to be honest.
But you was in a cheaper cost. You was in a cheaper place before you came to Georgia.
Yeah, but that was a little too slow. Tennessee was just a little too slow. You can't be in New York and California and then go to Tennessee and think, you know, that was just too slow. I mean, deers in my backyard, I wasn't used to that. You know what I'm saying? There's y'all coons and all that stuff running across my... I wasn't used to all that. These water bugs that's flying and stuff, I wasn't used to that. So I chose to come to Atlanta where, okay, it's a little faster, but it's not as fast and all the stuff that was going on. I will say, like I said, a lot of stuff changed. A lot of people move here. So I see how it is getting a lot more similar to these other places.
Yeah.
But other than, for me... Other than the cost of living and just being another city, that was it for me.
That's for you, bro. You live a lame lifestyle, bro. You know, Atlanta is always, we the
strip clubs, that's it. That's all y'all got, butt booty naked girls in
but,
the strip
clubs. Everybody from California,
that's all that,
they come
yeah,
down here.
Because they want to go to the strip, because everybody else wear lingerie and they strip club. Let's keep that 100. It's the butt booty. That's all it was. The butt booty got everybody
up. Bring that ass down here.
And that's why everybody out here got them BBLs and got fat move from here to over there because it's the butt booty.
But hold on. It ain't everybody that's.
Cali, they just trying to slim everything down. They trying to be skinny. You know, here they got to have the butt booty.
We in the South. They cornbread fed and shit down here. Up there, y'all, you know, they walked there. You even got a homegirl to be trying to look like one of these butt booties down here. Well, she done went and got, what is she got, a BBL or ABC? She went crazy up there. Yeah, you talking about? She talking about slim, thick. You trying to look like these folks in the South.
I mean, well, she was always thick before. She just put the slim in there now.
Y'all said she was fat.
I didn't say that.
Well, some of y'all said she was fat. Hey, I didn't YouTube say she fat.
Okay. Okay. But I didn't say it.
But you, is it true?
Not no more. She had them surgeries.
And that motherfucker still ain't slim and thick.
She's slim and thick. Yeah, I mean, hey, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
See, so that, just like I said before, when you do that, it was something about her that she was unhappy with. And so she went to fix it. Just like a lot of other people.
Some people just do it just to fit in. Just like it be like in.
They don't really even be needing the surgery.
Don't even be needing.
I've seen
you
that.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, I need a butt lift, squat. Like, squat.
Yeah. I have seen a few of them that I'll look at them and be like, yeah, I got this done. I couldn't really tell. I mean, I didn't, you know, I wasn't looking at your ass to see how flat it was before, you know what I mean? So I didn't know.
Right.
You know, but they happy with it. But I honestly,
you're not doing it for you. You're doing it for the men.
The looks. And
the looks.
But sometimes it is for you. Well, it just depends on what. It depends on what. Because, you know, getting the breast done, they whole life, they ain't had no titties. They was wishing and dreaming. They was putting socks, tissue, all this stuff in there. So now they got older. I can finally get me what I wanted.
I know somebody said they had used to put butter on their titties.
Butter? I think I heard. And why? What?
Huh?
Why they said butter?
I guess they have, you know how you put butter on biscuits and rice.
They thought they was gonna rise.
They do though. This person who told me this got some big breasts now.
See, now you're gonna have everybody around here with greasy ass shirts.
You wanna know,
they got
if
butter
you
on their
know how to grow breasts, just call them. You don't have to go get.
I thought it helped just by getting them sucked.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. That's what I thought a little when I was younger. When they got sucked, I'm like, oh, they growing.
They do for a minute. Then they go back.
I ain't realized, you know, I guess I was still in the growing phase.
Right.
I thought they got sucked and they grew. I know some other things that happened too, so.
You crazy.
I thought it just happened all the way around.
But, hey, I don't know, you crazy. That wasn't God that created that. No.
I can't with you.
I'm just keeping it 100.
Okay. Yeah, I guess so. I guess.
We have a lot of stuff coming up real soon.
I love how he just had me going where I be in tears laughing, and then he'll go to something else and be like, okay, yes.
Yeah, you got
extra serious real quick.
You got to be able to switch it up sometime. You got to.
I can't.
You can't what?
I can't with you.
Why? Yeah, been for 6.5.
That says something about my crazy ass too then, I guess.
Your cousin always said what? What your cousin tell you?
I was going to find somebody just as crazy as me. Or no, just as fucked up as me.
Well,
that's what he said.
Well, we got each other, baby. If ain't nobody else got
me, no, and so. You must never part, my tita.
You told Harpo to beat me.
He, I kill him dead. I did not say that.
Oh, hell. Nah, we dead. She dead.
No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing.
For entertainment purposes. time this get out. They're like, hey, did you hear what they said?
No. I'm just playing. Gosh. Color Purple?
Right.
let me just let you. Color Purple. I was just okay. Okay.
You silly.
Okay.
We about to have a food truck run city real soon.
Mobile Snack Shack, ATL, with them bomb wings and them nachos.
Yeah, right now.
Ooh, that was a nice little thing, huh? With them bomb wings and them nachos.
You just sound like Suge Avery. Nachos. So what?
Feely?
So what flavors are your nachos? I mean, man, are your wings?
I'm about to say, now you talking about flavor of the nachos.
I know you're going to do the pulled pork, nachos, and all that kind of stuff.
Don't be telling everybody my stuff.
Hey, we got publicity.
Those are some barbecue nachos and barbecue fries. That's it. That's, you got to come through and order and see, and then you get to know what's all included.
I think once we bring that famous burger back,
the Wild Wild West or the Hood Burger?
The Hood. See, man, Ann had the ghetto. We're going to keep that shit in the hood. The Hood.
Yeah,
Hood Burger. The Hood Burger. Woo.
Yeah.
Over Snack Shack.
That's the one they say, if it don't get all over the place, it don't belong in your face.
Right. If you don't leave our house with a leave the restaurant with a stain on your shirt, continue going to McDonald's. I'm telling you.
Yeah, McDonald's had a stain on your hand and everything else because they don't care.
See, we got real.
McDonald's do not play. They'll have your stuff be half wrapped. Your fries would be in the bag.
That's when the Big Macs was good, when they came out with all the thousand. That's when, now they don't even want
to. Now they'll put one piece of cheese for two patties.
Yeah.
Every time, like, can I get two pieces of cheese? One on each patty, please? Because I did it one time. Can I get two pieces of cheese? They put two pieces on that one patty. And I'm like, damn.
I got two of the top hands of the bread.
I'm saying, they don't care. See, that's why you got to start your own business.
Right.
And do things the way you want them done. Because when somebody else working for you, they don't care.
Yeah.
When my son and them got robbed, the store got robbed the other night. I ain't shit. Gonna take all of it. I ain't, you know, like I. You know, exactly. They don't care. Now if that would have been your store, you might have, you know, put up a little fight or something. You know, even though I say don't be no fool.
Don't take your insurance get back.
Right. Don't be no fool. Please don't. Cause it'd be another person.
But
it was
nobody,
a robbery.
Don't nobody even go in the place where you work at. So what you took? $50?
Arby's.
Who the hell eat roast beef melts?
You know who eat roast beef.
But them folks not coming on Virginia Avenue.
But you know who eat it though.
But they not coming over there.
That's why, like you say, he probably got what, $50 or something.
$50.
Because I don't even know why they still open. I really don't.
It be the people. It be the ones you think.
It's the airport. That's why. The airport.
That's it. You might catch them.
That's all.
The pilots might go over there and eat.
Yeah. Especially because I know they even got a little coffee shop right there. A drive-through coffee, little bitty something. I thought that would have been closed down. But hey.
The folks getting out of house. But that coffee shop stay open 24 hours. No, I ain't going to get that car. Then Starbucks going to move in over there and knock them folks out the bed.
I'm not a big Starbucks.
I don't see why people ain't keep talking
how
about
much they. How much are they coffees now? Are they $10 yet?
Again, Starbucks is a statement, just like that Mercedes.
That's what I'm saying. Is it $10 yet?
People on Starbucks. Starbucks.
It was five and seven before.
Get you some Folgers, partner.
And get some of that French vanilla creamer
or hazelnut.
And you can get you some, even they even got the flavor. You can do all that. Put your little stuff on top.
Tomorrow I'm going to do it. Every day of the week I'm going to post a McDonald's, a cup of coffee. Every time I see a Starbucks post, buy some coffee.
I ain't going to lie, McDonald's coffee tastes good.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of Starbucks. Now, some of their iced coffees do be on point.
Yeah, the ones that you buy at a Kroger notification be buying, they be on point.
They sure do.
What we spent on that case is probably one latte.
Yeah. And that's sad.
You know what? That's what we need to start doing. We need to start going to some of these restaurants and doing few food reviews.
But wait, okay, so since we just said talking about that now, does anyone know about, because I can't think of it, as far as a luxury black-owned clothing brand? Luxury. I'm not talking about FUBU, Fat Farm, Baby Fat. Luxury, like Louis Vuitton, Gucci. Don't everybody speak up at once.
I know.
I don't either. I can't. So that means need to have one. We need to start knocking, not saying knock off, I was just saying, but you know, we need to start, stop shopping so much with those and bring up our own. Cause we got some good people, some good stuff. And I'm not talking about just the boutiques that's going online and getting these wholesale vendors and getting something for $6 and selling it for $26. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about actually designing clothes and, you know, picking out the fabrics and stuff like that. Cause the ones that I do know of, me personally, they're not high end. They're not even looked, you know what I'm saying? They got, I mean, cause even talking about when Beyonce came with hers, House of Dior, that like that long live.
Adidas, I think Adidas.
Yeah, she got Ivy Park.
No, I think she just ended. Somebody just ended. They some with Adidas. Or, yeah, somebody just. I think.
But even still, it was like some of that stuff. Not talking about just her stuff, but you know, some of the stuff that the black people have. Some of that stuff really was good. But it don't make it to that level. And I personally think it's our own fault.
Yeah.
Because black people spend a lot of money. We always talk about how broke black people be, but we spend our money quicker than we get, or just as fast as we get. No, I'm beyond quicker than we get it.
Right.
Because it be a week before payday, and we're like, okay, this goes to this, and I'm going to get that. And that shit be gone already. So, but if we start to spend that money within our own, then we'll make a big difference. We'll have a whole lot more black billionaires. Because it's a lot of them. It's a lot of them. But you don't know about them. Because everyone that makes money and all that are not famous.
Right. Well, with part of the clothes-wise, I mean, that's a market that's kind of tough. But see, a lot of people like the Louis, the Gucci, them folk been doing this for years. And real talk, if you look at it, they really was focusing on one,
mm-hmm.
one particular.
Yeah, because it don't fit.
It really wasn't meant for, you know, us.
Yeah, because put on some of them pants, your butt, that stuff, your whole crack gonna be showing.
Right.
Because it is not made for no curves or hips or none of that.
I mean, I know a couple of
people. You can't even button it.
I know a couple of people that really be in that Gucci shop and Louis Vuitton shop getting stuff, but half of that stuff that you folk be, that you see on them videos.
Rented.
With all them G's.
Or even, that is real. Either be rented or people will let them use it for the video.
Endorsement.
Yes. And they got to send it right on back.
Endorsement.
That's why, who was it, Nikki some years ago with that pink Lamborghini or something she had? Got all, you know, because didn't take it back in time. Like, it is what it is.
Endorsements, that's all they'll get it before.
Yes, yeah, people with all of the jewelry, a lot of the jewelry.
A lot of that. Them jury be diamond jury. A lot of that be, man, them folks ain't.
Now, do you think, and I know we touched it before, as far as how they fake the phone, you know what I'm saying? Wearing all that fake jewelry and stuff, that bling for a week, you know what I'm saying? Take a few pictures, do all that, you know, like Glorilla, you know, Instagram famous and all that. So what you think about that? I mean, do you think it's cool to sit there and just to have that fake stuff to make it seem like it?
You got to keep it real. I mean, bro, all that, it's unnecessary, man. It bring you really your target.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Because like you said, a lot of these entertainers, they be talking that tough stuff. And if somebody really catch your ass, sleeping by yourself without them little security and snatch
that's
that.
That's why they don't be by themselves.
Yeah, snatch that little bit of head chain.
Yeah. A lot of them do not be
get by themselves. Mad, bro. But at the same time, a lot of these folk don't know no record label giving them chain pimping. You got to pay that shit back.
Yes. Yeah.
But then, you know, they start, you know, smart by walking in the store, letting you see them buy. But then when the cameras like, get what? Most of the time, that money going right back in them folk pockets.
So what industry do you think has the strongest pimp game?
The entire entertainment business.
To me, I don't know if it's the entertainment or the sports that the
sports is on TV. Is
I'm okay, entertainment as well, but you know, okay, music, you know, acting,
everything that us our people are successful in.
They gonna find a way to pimp up.
They gonna find a way. You see what I say? They say. They in the mix on a lot of stuff. You feel what I'm saying? On a lot of these folks, yeah, black owned, black owned, but then you ever heard of silent partners?
Mm-hmm.
Feel what I'm saying? People don't think like that.
Yeah, them angel investors.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I guess.
Yeah.
Well. You had me laughing a little lot today. You hear me? A little lot.
Hey. Just gonna keep it 100.
With Money and Mika.
Like we do always.
Right. Make sure you go ahead and like, subscribe, comment, all that good stuff. And of course, come on back next week.
And tax season is almost over with. So SAB Tax and Credit, located at the New Black Wall Street Market, 8109 Mall Parkway in Stonecrest, Georgia. Come let us help you get financially right.
That's right. That's right. I like how you plug that in. Go on here.
Got to.
Go on here. I'd be all over here not saying nothing. That's the case, though.
You got to do it ourselves.
Ain't nobody else going to do it for you.
Right.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, come on and hit us up. Like I said, like, subscribe. Go watch some of the old videos, too. You know, see what we be all about. You know what I'm saying? So.
You won't be disappointed.
No, you won't. All right, though. Y'all have it easy out there. Don't hurt nobody.